Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Be a chance, gotta take it, wanna leave my bed. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
No. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Anita Rosen is our guest. We're talking about how to improve your marketing, your web strategy, your web marketing strategy, how to have one to start with, and then how to make it better. And then and the one way to make it better is to be able to track and measure how it's working for you. We talked about in the previous segment, Anita, thanks again for hanging out with us. We talked about, you know, having a strategy. I used the example of making sure your website, your site, all your stuff is indexed for local search, meaning if somebody says, ask for a product in a town, in an area, that you come up in that area that where you wouldn't have come up if they'd asked just for the product itself on a global, in a global search. You mentioned Groupon. Another thing would be your social media strategy. Another would be mobile. Do you have a mobile presence? These are different elements of your web strategy, aren't they?
Definitely, just different elements. And the big thing up front is you need to sit down and say to yourself, what do I want as an experience, and what do I want to have happen? You know, people say, oh, you should be on Twitter. What do you think that's going to buy me? What I find too many times is people say, but that's what's cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, who cares about cool if it doesn't do anything?
Mm-hmm. Well, for example, if you're a small business, you don't need to just be on Twitter. You need to be building a community, even if it's just people in your neighborhood. If you have a restaurant, you can be on Twitter, and maybe nobody follows you, but people who are within a 10-block area, because they're the only people who are going to eat with you. But they want to know what your menu is every day, so you post it on Twitter.
That could be. You know, what you need to do is find out who are your real customers and how are they getting information.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's a little teeny dress shop in my town, and they're not very big, but they have my email address,
mm-hmm.
and I get all kinds of information from them. You know, what's going to be on sale or what's come in. And I know some of that stuff pulls me in. I'm like, oh.
That's right.
They just got that in?
Because you've given them.
Check that out.
You've given them permission to follow, what I call follow you home.
Right.
You said, I'm busy. I'm not going to come down to your shop all the time. I'd love seeing you, but I got a lot going on. Why don't you keep me posted on what's new, when you get new things in, when you have a sale. Follow me home, and they do it.
And they don't bother me every day, because
right.
I would just tune them out if they bother
that's
me every
exactly
day.
Right.
They
so
bother
that's
me when there's something that they think I would be interested
mm-hmm.
in.
But how many times, Anita, do you walk into other businesses and you buy something, and you obviously look like the kind of person who would be a good customer for them, but they just let you walk out without asking you anything?
Oh,
that's,
all the time.
That's failing at a web strategy.
Right, right. But the back to the basics is, what do you want from a
mm-hmm.
From a small business point of view? And this is hard, because there's a lot of stuff a small business person has to do. When you have a big business, it's easier, because you've got all these people that can do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a small business, you got to do it all. So, you know, and I know I speak to other people in small businesses, and they say, I'm overwhelmed.
Right.
But you don't have to be overwhelmed, because you can just choose a couple different channels. You don't have to do everything.
Well,
what you want to do is find out which channels work best for you. A lot of times, see what other people are doing, other
right.
small businesses are doing that's effective, and try their channel.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to invent something, too. There's some unbelievably rich entrepreneurs in China and Russia. And you know how they became entrepreneurs? They looked over the U.S. and said, oh, eBay, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll start it in my country.
Right.
And they've made billions of dollars not coming up with a new idea,
right.
looking at what succeeded someplace else and doing it
mm-hmm.
and executing.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do the same thing. You don't have to come up with something new. What you need to do is see who's doing something well and copy them.
Especially, and do it on, if you're as a small business, do it in your neighborhood, do it in your market.
There might be someone in the big city near you that's doing it well. So you say, oh, that store, or that shop, or that small business is similar to mine. How are they doing it?
Well, and I'll tell you something else. There are so many tools that are available. You talked about being overwhelmed. You know, I've been publishing my newsletter. I haven't missed a Sunday edition in over 14 years. But for the first 5 or 6 years, it almost killed me to get that done and get it published and get it put together and to get it sent out successfully to every recipient, because I was doing it myself. Then somebody invented a platform that would allow me to automate all that. And now I have my weekends back. I'm not overwhelmed by it, and I still haven't missed an edition. And it's an example of one of my marketing strategies. And so there are many tools out there, as you know, Anita, that you've developed some of them that are available, so that you set it up once, and people can opt in themselves, and then when you have a certain thing, you just load that content in there, push a button to these certain people, and it goes out.
And it works great. So what you need to do is figure out, and one of the things I say to other businesses, what are similar businesses doing? And I'm always surprised when I hear them say, I don't know, I don't have the time. And it's like, it's online.
Yeah.
You just have to sign up with those other businesses and see what they're doing.
Anita, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more good ideas from Anita Rosen. Anita, give us your website, please.
ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com. Check it out, folks. Also, her book is E-Learning 2.0. And I think she's got a new one coming out before too long. We'll ask her about that after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.